Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you dealing with a lot of anxiety at the moment? Well, today we're going to go over a technique that's going to help you with managing that anxiety. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. I've had times in my life when I've been up and down, my anxieties being quite high sometimes, particularly when I was a student. I remember really worrying about my work deadlines and social situations at first. I remember being in a job world and putting something wrong and really worry, putting a foot wrong, I should say, or all the tasks I had to do or deadlines and things like that, really worried about what people thought about me. And as I progressed through life, I realized as more challenges came in, the more anxious I would become. So therefore, I realized I really, really needed to take control of how I felt. And into my personal growth journey, and as I progressed and started to learn and really want to take control of my self-esteem and confidence, I realized I had to put in routines and rituals to take control of my emotions. And if we don't do this, it can be catastrophic on how we feel. Now, there's always a chance we can feel negative emotions. That's life. But we want to be in a good state the majority of the time. So that's why I wanted to go through this technique today. Now, it's not about the fact that we have zero emotions. It's just about feeling good the majority of the time. And this technique is called the STOP technique, and it's something I picked up in my training as a licensed neuroencoding trainer. I'll explain what a neuroencoding is. So neuroencoding is basically the language of our nervous system, how we feel and how what we've ingrained into us and what therefore generates our feelings and our actions. Okay, so if we can change our thoughts and beliefs and how we feel about ourselves, therefore we're going to have a much better life. And that's what neuroencoding does. It retrains the nervous system. So this technique is basically designed to get you into a more positive state the majority of the time. And it's called the STOP technique, as I mentioned. So let's go through this exercise. And this is an exercise I've done for myself. Again, if you've heard me say this before, I don't just teach theory. I teach things that have actually helped me in my life. Okay. And that's what I like to introduce to people a lot. It's called the STOP technique because you stop the change, stop your state into a negative, unresourceful one into a good one. Okay. So first of all, for this technique, don't do this if you're driving right now. Just listen and do it after you stop driving, of course. And if you're able to stand up, we've all got different situations, but if you're not, just stay seated. And I want you to close your eyes. Again, don't do this if you're driving, of course. Close your eyes. And if you're, like I say, if you're able to stand up, if you're in a relevant time, and if you can't do this now, do this straight away or do this today. Don't put it on your to-do list. Do it straight away, because things can slip on the radar, and I really want you to do this exercise. So I want you to think of something really, really that made you happy, okay? Something, a really good memory. So for me, I can think of playing the PlayStation as a little kid or spending time with my mum or dad or some great memories with friends on holidays or just evenings out or something that made me feel really, really good. So think of something for you. Put a smile on your face. And then I want you to say, I am magnificent, and point to it and say it out loud. Okay. I am magnificent. Say it to yourself and point to yourself. And then I want you to smile through that. And then I want you to say yes and squeeze your fist if you're able to. And anchor in that feeling. Really, really feel that happy memory when you were happy. Okay, get that into your system. The second one I want you to do is think of a memory when you were really close to someone. So whether that was a close relationship in the romantic sense, whether it was a close relationship with a family member, whether it was a good relationship with a friend or co-worker or something. Think of a really good moment when you were connecting with an individual. And again, the same thing's going to apply. You're going to say, I am magnificent, and then yes, and squeeze your fist. And after both of these, by the way, you are going to pat yourself on the back, and I'll explain that in a minute, as well as the I am magnificent. And then the third one, I want you to think of something you've achieved and how great it felt. Again, the same process. Feet, close your eyes. Again, don't do this if you're driving. I can't emphasize this enough. And then you're going to say, I'm magnificent. Yes, and squeeze your fist and pat yourself on the back. Now, why are you saying I'm magnificent? So those are the three to do. You're going to get those feelings inside of yourself. Why are you going to say I'm magnificent? Because it's going to reinforce your belief in yourself. And why are you going to say squeeze your fist? Because you're anchoring that in. You're getting that feeling into your system. And when you squeeze your fist, those feelings can come back to you. And then patting yourself on the back, that's reinforcing good behavior. When you get praise from someone else, you're more likely to do something again. When you praise yourself, you're also more likely to do something again. So therefore, you're training yourself. This is good behavior by saying, patting yourself on the back and saying, well done. And this is something you should encourage of anything good you do, especially as achievers. We don't praise ourselves enough. And I used to be a super, super achiever and never give myself enough credit. But I've realized that that's unproductive in some ways because you don't reinforce yourself to do something good again as much. So now you've got those feelings in. Now I want you to do the stop technique itself. So what you're going to do is if you're doing this exercise now, I'm going on the assumption you're doing it now. Obviously, if you're driving, do this again. I can't emphasize this. Do this after, okay? After you've finished driving. I can't emphasize this enough. So I want you to be sitting now. So if you were sitting already, if you weren't able to stand, obviously you remain sitting. And if you were standing, sit down, okay? And then I want you to think of something, perhaps you're in this stressful situation, and I want you to think of it. And I want you to, I'm going to give you permission to actually feel bad about it, but only for 3 seconds, okay? And there's a reason for this, because we're getting you from an unresourceful state to a good state. Feel bad. Okay, it's not something I say regularly, but it's how it works. Just go with me on this one. And then allow yourself to feel bad for 3 seconds. And then you're going to shout out, stop, immediately. And then you're going to, if you're able to, jump to your feet. If not, just sit as upright as possible. And then just say, I'm magnificent. Yes, and squeeze your fists. And what you're doing there is you're anchoring in those good feelings we just did. And then you're going to pat yourself on the back. And I want you to do this 10 times. And you're going to feel bad in really, really short spells after the first time. You're only going to do it for half a second to a second. And then you're going to carry on the same process. You're going to say, stop after the feeling bad for the second. And then you're going to jump up if you're able to. And again, don't do this if you're driving, or sit up as much as possible. And then you're going to say, I'm magnificent. Yes. And pat yourself on the back. And you're going to do this 10 times. Okay. And what you'll find is it's really hard to get into that unresourceful state after the 10th time. And if you do this every day, it's going to make your default setting feel good into the feelings that you've anchored at the beginning. Okay, so that's the technique to help you feel less anxious, less stressed, and less resourceful. Going to anchor in those feelings that we talked about, the three before you do this exercise. If you don't start changing your habits, your behaviors, nothing's going to change. So we need to start anchoring in this. Don't neglect this. Do this for a week, and this is what I'm going to give you. I used to be anxious and I just didn't do things to help myself. I can get something that triggers me now and then, makes me feel a bit anxious, but I will do things like the stop technique to make me feel good. So make sure you're doing things to address this. it may be a little bit of a change, but if you don't make a change, you're not going to feel better. Okay, so what I want you to do is I want you to do the stop technique twice a day. It's only going to take you like 30 seconds to a minute to do them. You're going to do 10 reps. Like I say, you're going to start off with those feeling, those good feelings. So if you start off the feelings, it'll probably take you a minute or two, actually. And then I want you to do this technique twice a day for a week and notice the difference in how you feel. So make sure you do this. If you've just been listening to this and you weren't in, you were either driving or you weren't able to do the exercises, do them today. Find a time when you can do them. Okay. And do the stop technique twice a day for a week. Okay. So that's what I've got for you today. If you want some more information on how you can reduce negative self-talk, how you can reduce overthinking, perhaps overthinking is causing some anxiety in your life and triggering you off, or perhaps you just like to understand how confident people have stronger habits and these strong habits that make them feel confident and they act it, then I have some free resources for you. If you go into the description, there is a link for you to get access to those resources. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give the podcast a rating so we're able to reach more people and help them with challenges like anxiety. I really appreciate you for listening today. And remember, make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence. And I will speak to you soon.